This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
All right, Michael, pretty big day. We had the Protect College Sports Act congressional hearing today. I watched a little bit of it, as much as I could. It was very lengthy. Some thoughts that come to mind, and we'll get to that. Patrick Surtain, the Broncos take care of Patrick Surtain. He's already signed for the next couple of seasons, but the Broncos doing him a solid. More on the Chris McFarland fallout. Trivia coming up, and a new cover on Madden coming up. We got the player there, and how the Rams, Los Angeles, might just be unstoppable if this other player decides he might want to football again. Sean Keeler, Healing Me Softly, coming up as well. Michael!
Yes.
The whole show starts
in several
now.
Seconds.
Just, can you just answer? Just be a normal person today.
No.
To the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. We are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 1310 KFKA. I am Brady Hull. That is clearly not any kind of a co-host, Michael Kirkpatrick. Also,
co-host.
Susan and Cheryl back there, too. Good to see the ladies show up to work on time. Very good, Susan. Very, very good. Michael, where would you like to start today? The Rockies win again last night.
Did they win or did the Angels lose?
Both. I mean, you got Rumfield hitting a home run off of a dude's glove, bounces off of his glove, goes over the yellow line, so that was kind of fun. Patrick Surtain, big news there. But really where my focus is today, Michael, is we had this hearing. Congressional hearing, and I can count on my hand how many times I've sat and watched more than 4 minutes of one of these things. I can count on, you know, if I can count on my hand if you took away four fingers. I literally today was the first time I sat down and I watched, and it was fascinating. I'll give you that. It's very fascinating.
Did Congress actually listen, or have they already made their decision?
It was a lot of questions to Nick Saban, Notre Dame's athletic director, Bavaca. Is it Bavaca? Is that how you say it?
Blanca?
Pete Bavacqua. Bavacqua. Fascinating that Bavacqua is so close to this. And obviously, it sounds, you know, Nick Saban's on board with this, it sounds like, and the thing that's fascinating to me that why Notre Dame is close to this is because there's a now one of the sneaky non-headlines to start with this bill, Michael, to save college sports, not the first bullet point we saw last week, but one of the bullet points was a pooling of the media rights. And what that means is, like the NFL, the FBS as a whole would create and deal with the contracts with the TV, with the television stations, with Fox, with CBS, with ESPN, not conference by conference. In theory, theoretically, if you're just in fantasy land, yeah, that's a good idea. You need to have somebody come. Conferences shouldn't be allowed to just go do whatever the hell they want. In theory. But if in the SEC and the Big Ten are like, this is a non-starter. We were for Congress and all this, try to get some regulation in. But then they started messing with, well, they were going to regulate NIL deals. Now we're going to talk about you don't have your say and your control with your TV contracts anymore. It would be, we'd pool it, so it'd be an FBS, it'd be football as a whole kind of thing. And the SEC and the Big Ten, understandably so, is saying, no, we've built our conference to be a juggernaut. And because we're a juggernaut, we get to negotiate great deals for our teams and our conference. That's what we're here for. And we're not going to do that. I get both sides, Michael. I do. I really get both sides. This is a mess. Watching this hearing this morning just reminded me of how jacked it really is and how perhaps unfixable this really is.
And also how Congress, like, if you've ever watched those, like, meetings where they drag in someone from Facebook and yell at them, it's ridiculous. It shows how little Congress knows about things. I felt like there probably should have been more time spent on this. Maybe talk to several athletic directors.
They're saying it's a work in progress. Even Senator Cruz and Senator Cantwell are admitting that this is still a work in progress. Now, what I find so fascinating is what they're, you know, everything they're trying to fix with this bill. NIL and revenue sharing. Now, that's what I heard a lot of. From Bavakwa, basically talking about how the third party collections and or NIL deals, that's the gray area, that's the gray space that seems to be the larger issue. And I agree, that is a larger issue. So there's a lot of talk about increasing the salary cap. So it's at $20.5 million per team if you enrolled in that after the House settlement, which was last year or 2 years ago. I don't know. Time has no meaning anymore because it all just flies by so quickly. So if you enrolled in that, you signed up for that, you're able to get, like, for example, Northern Colorado, Michael, an FCS football program, but also, you know, basketball competes, March Madness opportunities, all that stuff. They enrolled in it. They're not anywhere close to $20.5 million. Not even close. But they just enrolled in it so that they could take their money that comes directly to their school and you can pay the players. Now, what Bavakwa was talking about this morning was we want to increase the salary cap so that we don't have to mess with NIL, third-party deals, so that we can avoid some of that gray area, deception, that kind of thing. So then my question was, and a couple of people have already chimed in, like Go Pokes is saying, no, I'm off here, but I'm willing to have this conversation. Is that saying increase the salary cap, but no to third-party deals and NIL? And this is why I say if that's where they're headed, based on some of what I heard today, that's what it sounded like. They didn't necessarily say no to third-party deals and NIL deals, but that's certainly the problem, which I acknowledge. But, Michael, if you're UNC or CSU, let's give a real example at the FBS level. If you're CSU, Michael, you don't have $20.5 million, right? Do you agree? Do you think that they have $20.5 million a year to spend on football and or to spend on football and or men's basketball?
No, absolutely not.
I don't think they're
spending a lot
close.
Of money reviving the Buffalo.
What?
Never mind.
Okay, come on. This is a serious chat, Mike. Take your Star Wars Legos thing, put it in a bag for a moment, and just come with me on this journey. Try to provide some real content for this, because I'm going to need you. They're not necessarily saying we're going to get rid of NIL and third-party deals, but that's the problem. So what I was hearing today was a lot of, we want to increase the cap, make it a hard cap, so that we are eliminating deception. So that we're eliminating, hey, we already hit $20.5 million, but we really want this D tackle and that tight end and this running back. So we're going to go find another $10 million. Don't worry, guys. We got you covered. We got a booster coming in to give us money. That's what we would call the gray area of this. And that's not right because most of those don't turn into NIL deals. Now, where I argue that we need NIL will never happen because that's a perfect world. I maintain that NIL at its core should be, I signed up with you. Now I got paid by you. You just gave me $500,000, whatever, a year to play for your team. Great. I want to make more. I hire an agent. I'm already a CSU Ram. I hire an agent. I want to work with John Deere because I grew up a farmer and I think I could, I like their message. Agent goes out and hooks me up. And now I've got an NIL deal. And I'm actually doing stuff, right? I'm like promoting John Deere.
I think riding around in tractors.
I think
about farm.
That stuff should be okay. The problem is, I was naive. I continue to be naive, thinking that it would be up and up like that. For example, the Los Angeles Clippers and the professional side of things. When Steve Ballmer wanted to allegedly, skirt the salary cap and give Kawhi Leonard more, which he couldn't get anymore. He's in max contract, but he wanted to get higher. I don't know what his number was. And allegedly, Ballmer's like, we got you. I got my other company over here, and we're going to cut you a check, and you'll hit the number you want. We can't go over that number as a team because we already hit the salary cap, but we're going to hook you up. That, with the Clippers, is essentially, Michael, what's happening in college sports. We have a salary cap, but we're going to go over that because we have NIL and third-party donors. That is technically legal. Where the College Sports Commission then was brought in to go in and say, okay, you were over your salary cap. Billy Bob's getting an extra $2 million outside of that with an NIL deal. We need to make sure that's legit. Which, again, I argue, how does one decipher what is a legit NIL deal? If I, as the business, write the check, who are you to tell me that I'm not operating within the confines of what you deem an acceptable NIL deal? Which they already have. Last we checked, 75% of some of these deals, over $100 million, was not approved. 75% of that belonged to, now that could have changed since we've had this discussion, but the SEC and the Big Ten. So I am truly torn and confused. This hearing only made me think that this is more of a mess than ever before. We're talking about, now there are so many basic things, Mike, that are easy. Let me ask you yes or no questions, and you tell me if this is a good thing for college sports, okay? Can you do this exercise?
Yes.
Conferences should be regional.
Yes.
Meaning you're not going from California to go play games in Florida. You're just regional. Yes?
Yes, and I'm almost done fixing that.
That's what the bill wants to do. College athletes, it should be a straight and forward 5 for 5. You play, you get 5 years after you graduate high school to play college sports. Whether you get hurt, whether you get a boo-boo, you get sick, whatever, you get 5 years. There's no more injury red shirt. There's no more freshman red shirt. There's none of that stuff. It's 5 years, and whatever happens, happens. Agree or disagree, that's a good thing for college sports.
Yes, it has to be very clear
about
it. But just
yes or no, Michael. Yes or no. I'm a senator right now, and you're on my podium. Yes or no, sir?
Well,
good for college sports or not, yes or no?
5 total years,
yes,
but it could be spread out.
No, 5 years. It's 5 and 5. After you graduate, it's 5 years. The clock ticks as soon as you graduate high school so that we don't have 26-year-olds playing college football. Yes or no?
I mean, I think there are some 29-year-old college students.
They don't want that, though, and I don't want that. We don't want that right now. So for this exercise, Michael, I need you to not be yourself for a little bit. Just yes or no answers. Is it a good thing for college sports, 5 and 5, yes or no?
I'm going to say no.
Okay.
There has to be some,
all right, fine,
some more explanation.
So you're saying no. Okay. College players should only get one time to transfer, save for crazy circumstances like coach leaves, death in the family, want to be closer, something like that. Yes or no?
I'd say no, because 2 is probably the best.
Okay. So
but you have to have, like, there has to be a certain time. Like, that transfer portal needs to be solid.
Yes or no questions, Michael. This is not your forum right now. You are on our clock right now. Okay, Mike?
I'm Senator. This is a very gray area.
Correct, but we're not. This isn't what this hearing is about. I'm asking you a yes or no question. This is how these things go. And everyone abuses it, just like you. Yes or no? What was the other one? Media pooling rights. Should this be a college football thing, or should each conference be allowed to create their own TV contracts? Yes or no? Yes or
no? I'm going to say no, because
I don't need your reasoning right now. We'll get to that later, because we got 3 hours to do this thing. No. What were some of the other things? Go Pokes is actually playing the game. Yes to all so far. Yes to transfer rules. Agree with a pre-selected committee to review cases with complex issue. Yes or no, conferences should be allowed on their own to exit a conference and go on to another conference and then have to pay exit fees. All this crap going on with like Clemson and Florida State in the ACC, where they're saying it's too much of a pill to swallow to leave. We want to leave. We want to go to the SEC or the Big Ten, but we can't afford to pay that right now. So we're going to basically sue you, and we're going to have a court battle over that. Yes or no, conferences should be allowed to make those kind of decisions. We bring in new teams. Basically what happened with the Pac-12. Yes or no, that's a good thing.
I'm going to say yes, but again, you've got to be careful with this. You have to make some really solid rules.
You're not playing the game. Faith, Micah's not playing the game right. You're not playing the game.
You it can't would be just a yes or no.
That's
yes
what, for the purpose of the exercise. Have you ever watched these hearings when they bring like doctors on and they're like, yes or no, what is a man? I'm not getting into that right now. But they just tell me, what is a man? Give me a quick, it's that kind of thing. And that's what I'm asking you to do. And what you're doing is what every politician wants to do and take more with your time. You are abusing this courtroom, sir.
Yes, but there's a lot of gray area here.
And if I
say yes.
But for the sake of this argument, we are playing a yes or no game.
I'm not good at yes or no.
You're terrible. Okay, so reverse it and ask me. I'll say yes or no. Go on. Ask me everything I just asked you.
I don't remember everything you just asked
five
me.
Five for
but
five.
Should conferences be allowed to realign on their own?
No.
Should conferences be regional?
Yes.
I fixed that almost.
Five for five. Ask me that one.
Five for five.
Five and five. Yes. Because I'm confused. Yes. Sorry, I broke my own rule. Yes. Transfer.
I don't remember the other question.
Transfer. One transfer per your tenure as a college player.
Should there be one transfer per tenure unless there's like some weird circumstances like a death in the family or illness?
Yes.
Or your girlfriend leaves?
Yes. Not that. Yes. What was the other one I asked you? Salary cap. Should there be a hard cap?
Yes.
Am I asking you or are you asking me, because I forgot how we're doing this? Now you're playing the game correctly because you saw how a professional handles his business. You're welcome.
Oh, but like you, there are lots of questions, and you have to have more information for me to get on board with something.
That's all the information you need. But the sake of the argument was, on the surface, that's what the whole point was, on the surface, they all sound like really good ideas. But then when you get deeper into it, should they have a hard cap? Yes. But wait, does that mean they can't do NIL deals? Yes. Well, then you're going to get sued. Because you're going to get sued. You tell me, I signed up to play college football for you, and John Deere doesn't support CSU. I don't know that they do or don't. And my agent goes and gets John Deere to do a deal with me, and they got me up on a billboard. You're going to tell me I can't do that? Because, well, we're paying you $3 million, and it's in your contract. You can't go seek. Now, again, I'm not saying that that is what Congress is pushing right now, but everything I heard in this led me to believe that the monster in the closet, which is true and not true at the same time, that's why this is so confusing, the monster in the closet is third party, NIL, third party boosters giving money. And we have deceit going on. But Michael, we had deceit going on when it was illegal. We have deceit going on now that it's legal. How do you actually fix that? That's what I want to know, because you can't fix that. You cannot protect Congress, NCAA, President Donald Trump, Captain Kirk, you can't protect this. You can't protect me. Was there not a young CSU basketball player here today at the radio station?
Yes, he is
awesome,
a walk-on
kid, and I'm excited about what he can do. Good for Ali. Good for university, right? University. Yes. What's to stop you from saying to that kid, I just got off the phone with Sundance Wicks in Wyoming, and he tells me there's a spot available, and whatever you're getting, which I'm guessing he's not getting anything, I'll double it. They will double it in Wyoming. You didn't say maybe Sundance Wicks, but you say, I'm Michael Kirkpatrick. I got it on good authority that there's $500,000 waiting for you if you sign up with Wyoming next season to play basketball. I got it on good authority. And it's up to that kid if he wants to trust you or not. I certainly wouldn't. But he can look at you and say, that sounds great. Boom. I play my first year with CSU. Next year, I hit that portal. I transfer to Wyoming. I just made $500,000. Thanks, Mike. And nobody knows anything because you two had that conversation right there. Not that you of course did not. You couldn't be trusted to talk to anybody from Wyoming on that side of things.
Yeah, I would be critical of Wyoming.
Well, for any of that, nobody would trust you with that. But you did it. So how are you stopping that from happening? It's illegal. That's elite. You can't do that. That's against the rules. How are you stopping it?
Either the players get some of that school money, or they go out and they get sponsorships. And if you decide to transfer, if you've already made the team, if you've already gotten that offer and signed and said yes, you're going to have to pay all that back.
That's how you're stopping it?
Yeah. I'm making it perfectly clear. You sign a contract, you stick with that contract.
Right. And how enforceable has that been so far? It's not even a contract. I mean, maybe it's an NIL contract that they're signing. They're signing their commitment to the school, which has never meant anything. It means I got you for 1 year, especially now.
Well, he has him for 1 year, and but, if he tries to go somewhere else...
But I'm asking you, they keep saying the boogeyman is third party, NIL. How are you stopping me from promising a kid, hey, I know for sure there's a roster spot, and I know for sure your name has come up. There's $400,000 waiting for you next year if you sign, if you enter that portal. How are you as Congress or you as the NCAA stopping that from happening?
That's a tough one.
You're not.
This is why I don't like the yes or no's.
You're
because
not.
You don't know everything. Let's pretend that this is criminal, that my conversation with the UNC, the CSU commit.
Yeah.
Was a criminal.
That's a
act.
Different story.
I'm always ahead of the law.
Right.
People like me are always ahead of the law.
That, I did not look at you and say you're ahead of the law. But you're right. If it was actually you could get into trouble for that, you personally could. Now we got a different ballgame. But you can't.
That's why you have to enforce contracts. You say, okay, we've got a spot for you on the team.
Okay.
Here is a contract. If you get out of that contract, you owe us money.
Sounds like an employee contract then.
I'm willing to make them employees.
Then there
if
you
it
go.
Makes things better.
Then that's what's going to have to happen. Go Pokes. Let's see some stuff. Media rights pooling, yes, on a voluntary basis. Yes to limiting conference realignment. Yes to hard cap, with CSC being empowered to deny approve NIL deals, which is kind of where they are right now, but they want to increase it, meaning no more guaranteed NIL as part of coaching contracts, LOL, damn Lane Kiffin. Antitrust exemption is the only way to right in the ship. Must get a rules-making enforcement system in place with a federal oversight agency over the top of that system to ensure accountability. We have that in place already in other areas. Yeah, when you start talking legalities and stuff, like if I by like me doing what I just kind of the exercise we did earlier by me doing that, I don't get in any trouble. I mean, the worst that could happen to me, Michael, is the schools could get a hold of that and basically say, dude, we're not doing any business with you, which would hurt me. Like, hey, we're not going to allow you to interview our coaches, our players. You can't come to games. You can't. I wouldn't risk that. But some might. It's a lot to unpack. 30 minutes after the hour. I want to get back to this later on in the program. But hey, Mike, Patrick Sertan's under contract already. So why does his salary just go up by $5 million and potentially another five on incentives? I'll tell you why coming up next.
Keep it on KFKA for your chance to win Stampede concert and rodeo tickets thanks to Interior Sprinkler Systems.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally. Like growing up with a bank you can count on. Like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, everybody, this is former CSU running back Kyle Bell, and you are listening to my main man, Brady Hole, on The Hole Show. Do not turn your dial. Keep it right here.
One, two, three, up. My baby don't mess around me, cause she loves me so, and this I know for sure. But does she really want her, but can't stand to see me walk out the door.
I actually heard a rock version of this song.
Who's it by?
I have to look. I'm terrible with names now. I'll let you listen to it during the break. Michael's got his. You've got your regional conference thing set up.
It's not finished because it's tough with some of the regions I've created. There's some blank spots.
How many conferences do you have?
I think I have nine.
Are these all? Is there any separation? Is this Power Four or is it all just this?
It's all going to be if you look through it.
Oh yeah, it's mixed.
It's going to be very top heavy for a while.
Yeah, it's mixed. I'm interested. I want to look at it. It won't work, Mike. I'm just telling you. But it is interesting. If I were playing a video game and wanted to create, I would do this. This is actually kind of fun. It just won't work. And that's not a knock on you.
What else is gonna? I have another part of that, which is requiring what kind of games you can play.
Okay.
So you do have to play certain type of games. Also, there's a point system to wins versus who, losses versus who. So you start out with a quality.
Yes.
So you don't start off with like, this guy's the top 25 and he ends up being 6-6.
Correct. I want to get to this. I want you to give me a link that I can post it to because I want people to look at this because I want people to torch you for it. No, because I like it. From what I'm seeing, I like it. It makes sense, but
it's not finished yet.
Well, they would never go for it. Okay. Do you want me to save the Patrick Surtain stuff for the second hour? Because I'm getting a lot of juice on this.
Let's save it for the second college
sports stuff. Because I'm nerding out a little bit on it. Go Pokes. Let's play a game. You want to play a game? If they do in fact start the Super League, yeah, that's coming. SEC and Big Ten are hanging on by a thread. Not in a negative way toward them. They're almost done, Mike. They're not going to stand for this. And you know what? I blame them and I don't blame them at the same time. I know that sounds weird, but I get it. And I think I'm at peace with it.
And they have rights and everybody's jealous of the schools that they have.
I don't know if it's going to work. I don't know.
If it's just those colleges playing each other,
they're gonna get probably. They're gonna get what are they in the 19s and 17s? Is it what it is? Was SEC? How many do they have?
SEC I think has 12.
They're gonna.
And Big Pack is 18.
Big Ten, Big Pack. They're gonna get to 30 each. So when everybody says, "Well, they can't survive just on that amount of teams," they're gonna get to 30 each, and it will be the NFC and the AFC. Is that appealing with no longer the NCAA attached to the brand? It's not the NCAA. You're attaching yourself to the college by renting the facilities and the name rights and all of that. I don't know that it works. I just don't know. Is Alabama and Ohio State as appealing if they're no longer college athletes? I don't know. You're full on mini NFL. Anyway, let's do this. Let's play a game from Go Pokes. If they do in fact start the Super League, what rules and enforcement do you suspect they'll have? I'd assume pretty much exactly what they are proposing. The big question is around collective bargaining and employment status. So you're talking about if the SEC and the Big Ten start their Super League, what rules and enforcement do you suspect they'll have? they will call Roger Goodell in the NFL and they will just copy and paste that system. They will be paid employees. They will not go to school. They might for a second, but they will not go to school.
Might have like you have one
they will
class,
sign
like five credits
maybe
that you have to do.
They will sign your precious contracts that say you are signing up to play quarterback for Alabama for 4 years. You can't leave unless we trade. There's going to be trades. All of it, Mike. It's going to be a mini NFL. That's what. So go Pokes. What rules are they going to enforce? They will make it a professional league.
I mean, it's pretty close to being a professional league.
But then that way they can figure out a deal where they're not going to eat each other. And so they're like, we can't be poaching each other's players. You know, we can't just be guys can't just be transfer portal all over the place. We make them sign a contract. So they also can't leave and go down a level, if we're considering it down a level, to the actual NCAA. They will be paid employees. So, and because they receive money the way a professional would receive money, they couldn't go back down. So if I went to Alabama and I'm in this Super League, I couldn't enroll and go back to school. I couldn't go to CSU. I could enroll and go back to school, but I couldn't go play football for CSU. Kind of like what they're trying to do now. If you play professional sports at all and you were receiving a paycheck, like Emmanuel Mudiay, first year out of high school, you go to China to play basketball, you can no longer, that disqualifies you from ever going and playing college basketball. So that's what I believe is going to happen. I don't think it's as far-fetched as some people think used to think. I think that that's how they're going to make it. They're going to each get to 30. They're going to take whoever those are, probably Big 12 schools and ACC schools, Florida and Clemson. They're going to how does that work, though? They're going to have to pay a lot of money, Mike. They're going to have to pay a lot of money for those teams to exit those conferences. So it could be a slow play. But then these schools would have to determine, because it's going to change the fabric of the school. So we're complaining a lot at Congress today. I'm hearing about like Olympic sports and all these extra sports are going to go away. If the Super League thing happens, Alabama will no longer have football bringing money into their school. Well, they would, because you'd be paying them money. But you wouldn't have you'd have a set amount where they're leasing the stadium and the naming rights. But it's not like you're increasing that number to then help the other sports. That's certainly something to look at. And that's where I think, who was it, Mike? Was it the Idaho State? I don't know. Was it Idaho State? I'm not sure who it was. No, it wasn't that. It was some AD came out and said, good, let them go. But they got to take all their other sports with them.
Iowa State.
Iowa State. Thank you, Mike. They got to take all their other sports with them.
I love that.
They can't stay here. They all got to go to whatever the hell you're doing over there. So your football stuff is AFC, NFC. But now your volleyball teams and all that are having to play there. And they're not expanding their reach either. That's going to destroy those other sports in those Super League schools.
Yeah. And
I don't know if they care.
You'll hear a clip, but some are speculating that Olympic sports like swimming are going to go away.
I think so. I think the Title IX thing.
You might have some at Division II schools. You might have some at the FCS schools.
Yeah.
But you're not going to have them.
GoPoke says, I agree. They'll have to ensure parity to make it work. That's exactly why the NFL does many of the things they do. Yes. That's the question, though. They create this Super League, and then what happens to all their other teams? Because their football is now a Super League. Their basketball is going to be whatever it is, because their basketball has to leave, too. Their men's basketball does not get to compete in March Madness anymore.
And then March Madness is going to be boring.
If that passes, like just one AD had that idea, Iowa State, saying, well, then they got to take all their schools, which would mean men's basketball could not compete in an NCAA tournament. So that would destroy a lot of things there. I don't know if that would necessarily fly, where it's just, no, this is an independent football thing. And what would happen to Notre Dame? Would Notre Dame go along and join one of these super conferences?
Notre Dame is, under my system, Notre Dame is joining a conference.
Good luck with that. Faith says, I still feel like there should be only one injury redshirt. Players can't control injury. And obviously, I know Faith is speaking from a very close situation because of Miles' situation. That's tough. It's tricky. Miles had such a unique case that maybe there should be. I mean, if you can really go, I mean, is what Miles went through, which was an amazing ride for him, not an amazing ride, but an amazing
comeback story.
Recovery, comeback story. But could he get some kind of like exemption, like, hey, you got that because of what you went through with the blood cancer and everything. But if I break my leg and I'm out, is that different? And I do. I actually think that's different. I think that's different. I actually think, like, Miles' case, he should be able to appeal to the NCAA.
That would be more the emergency, family emergency.
Yeah, you get
like
an extra year.
That's important. If you have something like that, injury on the field.
Or even off the field. If you just break your leg.
Off the field's going to be different. If you injure yourself on the field, that's different than you went skiing off-season.
Yeah, but that's what they're trying to get away from, is all this confusing red shirt talk. Maybe you did break your leg your freshman year, and you're going to get a red shirt, and now we're back to confusing it. Let me read this. Go Pokes. I think they take men's and women's basketball, volleyball, wrestling, baseball, softball, along with football, into the Super League of college athletics. Yeah, but how do those guys survive? Because if we're talking about the Super League surviving, and it might be kind of interesting, how does basketball survive that league? Because what is it? What is it? We got March Madness over here that's now removing the SEC and Big Ten schools. We'd still have March Madness, but they couldn't compete in March Madness. So they're in their own offshoot tournament that we're supposed to care about now?
And people aren't going to care about either tournament as much.
Oh, correct. Correct. It's going to hurt everybody. They're not as strong. 44 minutes after the hour. We got to take a break, Mike. Let's stay on this for the hour. Let's do that, and then we can come back to it a little bit later. But yes, it's very interesting, and I want your thoughts on it. I don't know where it's going to go. I don't know if this is going to pass. Odds are, I don't know that it will. Something's got to happen, though, Mike. I know you're against the government overreach, but what's the other solution? They need a Roger Goodell. They need a governing body.
And I have a solution for that as well.
Your conference realignment doesn't
fix
that.
It's not on the conference realignment. Right. It's separate.
We'll hear that coming up next. I'm sure that'll be maybe great. I don't know. This thing looks fun, though, Mike. Good job, buddy. 44. No, actually, it does look good. I'm not belittling you. I'm actually
fair.
No, I actually. I promise you it won't happen.
No.
But it's interesting. And I promise you it looks kind of cool.
It took a while, and it's still complete.
And good news, Go Pokes. Wyoming is there with Colorado State, Colorado, and Air Force. I'd be rooting for that big time.
They are I think I called it the Mountain Plains.
The Mountain Plains, and I like it. 45 minutes after the hour, Michael, let's go. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hi, this is Terry Fry, author, journalist, screenwriter, and you're listening to Brady Hull on The Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
I think Nick Saban should have entered to this music, to their hearing today. It just gets all quiet, and you just blast that, the glass shattering there. And then Nick Saban just walks in, cracks a couple of beers, slams them together, throws them up. He's like, I'm about to fix college football here today. Give me a hell yeah. And then you got Senator Cruz. And
put your hands in the air like you just don't care.
No, that is not what's don't. You just ruined a perfectly good thing. Michael, go to your room. Legos. Do your Lego thing. Go.
Okay.
You just keep ruining my stuff today. You keep ruining it. Actually, you've been slightly informative. You know what? Sometimes you just want a break from all this stuff, right? This college sports is fascinating to me, but you just want to get the family together and go watch a game and not think about all that stuff. The Fort Collins Foxes. They are a collegiate summer baseball team with players coming from all over the world to play in Fort Collins to spend their summer. These are high-level players. They went 32-7 last year. They won the league championship. And go to their website, fortcollinsfoxes.com, Mike. Check it out. Their memorabilia, their swag, their fits. Is that what we say? I mean, dude. I told the owner, Preston, I'm like, President Preston, I said it like that. I got to get a hat. I got to get something because I love it, man. It's awesome. So if you want to have some fun this summer, you know, affordable fun, and watch some great baseball in your own backyard here in Northern Colorado. Check out FortCollinsFoxes.com. 51 minutes after the hour. Michael, we'll take a quick break. Do we have a trivia question? Because I got to give $50 of Mr. Money Greeley cash away and a Big City Roadhouse gift card, $25 gift certificate. You got a trivia question for me?
I do.
Good. Good. Win that. Coming up next.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Don't have a lot of time.
Okay, trivia. Do trivia, Mike. Trivia. $50 gift certificate, $50 in cash to Mr. Money Greeley. Awesome pawn shop. Have everything. Big City Roadhouse, $25 gift certificate. Got to get this right, though. Be the first caller to get it right. Michael, go.
Okay, so who was the first-round draft pick to actually sign with the Broncos? It should be easy, but in case you need a hint, he was bow-legged. And also, he was nicknamed the franchise.
There it is. All right. If you don't get, you got to get that right. Call now, 970-353-1310. Give Michael the correct answer, and you got $50 to use at Mr. Money Greeley and a $25 gift certificate to Big City Roadhouse.
So you have to take us.
You have to take Michael. Top stories of the day coming up next.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.